Are you looking forward to being back at Alexander's Live on the 29th? Because last year's gigs were postponed, weren't they?
Hi Ruth, yes, they were indeed, as were a lot of gigs. But yeah, the Alexander's one was, we have originally were going to be doing one show there. Then it got rescheduled to two on the same day, one in the afternoon, like a matinee one, and then one in the evening. And then it's just been rearranged again because of obviously everything's just been getting moved and rescheduled and stuff. So yeah, really looking forward to going back. We know it's a great venue. And we love going there. So yeah, I can't wait.
Third time lucky.
Third time lucky. Absolutely.
So, AKA Noel Gallagher, are the only Noel Gallagher tribute and name check by the Chief himself. That must be a real honour for you all.
Yeah, do you know what? We do have a lot of people asking us about that as well. That's why it's on the poster, to be honest, for every gig that we do. It's nice to know, and Noel's a miserable person, to say the least.
So it was nice for him to actually be enthusiastic.
Well, I wouldn't say he was enthusiastic, but he did say, oh, sounds like a good night to Steve Lamacq on his Christmas show a few years ago.
Amazing.
So that's 15 to 20 second snippet of radio I'll never forget.
Exactly.
To be honest.
You can't get better than that, can you, really?
No, not really.
So you put the band together in 2015, fulfilling a long-held dream of playing a whole set of Noel Gallagher's songs. Tell us a bit about the band's history.
Yeah, God, 7 years.
I
put the band together after the second High Flying Birds album came out, Chasing Yesterday, and I was in a band before that, and just wanted to do more of Noel's stuff, really, because I loved his first solo album, and I obviously loved Oasis anyway. Never dreamed of doing a tribute or anything like that to anyone, never mind Oasis or Noel, but just as time went on, I just became more and more obsessed with what Noel was doing.
When
the second solo album came out, I was seeing like the live shows and seeing what he was doing on like Jules Holland and all that kind of stuff, and I really, really liked the songs. They were, you know, they were really rocky kind of songs that he was doing for our second album especially. I just thought, you know what, I'm at a bit of a crossroads musically speaking, so band that I was with, I just decided, you know what, I'm going to do something else, put together a whole new band. And I thought, if I don't get a band together that quick, or if nobody's interested in joining and being part of it, then it's got no legs. You know, it just wouldn't happen. But I thought, if I don't put it out there, then I'll never know. So put some adverts out online, chat rooms, all that kind of thing, different music finder type, musician finder type websites, and I had the two most difficult members of the band to get hold of within a day.
Oh wow.
I had a drummer and a bass player, or any musician who's tried to put together a band, drummers and bass players
usually happen that quick.
Yeah, they are notoriously difficult to get hold of, those two particular musicians. So I had a drummer that afternoon and a bass player later on that afternoon.
Definitely meant to be then.
Yeah. Well, then it took me a lot longer to get hold of a guitarist and a keyboard player, ironically. You know, guitarist are 10 a penny. And the keyboard player, who's still with me now, Tom, he's actually a bass player and a guitarist, and hadn't really done much keyboard before that, but he wanted to be involved that much. He threw his hat in the ring, so to speak, and he's still with me now,
Amazing. And since then, you've played to thousands of people at festivals, music venues, bars and pubs all across England. What have you got in store for your set at Alexander's Live next Saturday, the 29th of January?
Oh, that's a good question. So we always do over 2 hours. I like to think of it as a value for money type of show. A lot of bands that you go and see maybe do an hour and a half. They might play something from the new album and a few greatest hits and all that kind of thing. So our show is over 2 hours.
Cool.
It's a mix of Oasis and High Flying Birds. I always get asked, do you do, you know, Oasis stuff? It's like, well, yeah, because they're not songs. Of course I do. So we do a lot of High Flying Birds. The more kind of commonly known ones. There's a few in there that we do for our own love of them. You know, but most of it is designed with the audience member in mind. We do about 26, 27 songs.
Oh, wow, that's a lot.
So and some of them are like 5-6 minutes long. If you're looking at the likes of Champagne Supernova and Masterplan and things like that, they're not short songs necessarily.
Absolute bangers, aren't they, as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So the songs that you won't hear, I mean, Champagne Supernova and Masterplan are, but they're bad examples. But some of the songs that we do that are Oasis songs aren't songs that you'll hear Oasis tribute bands do.
Yeah, yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Stuff like Mucky Fingers, which Noel sang. Round Our Way, which Liam sang, which Noel did sing once on MTV Unplugged. You know, we do all those kind of things which we know the fans love.
Yeah.
But they don't expect to hear it because Noel didn't sing it or didn't sing it very often. But we've put it into our set for that reason. Same with She's Electric as well.
Yeah.
We've always played She's Electric, but Liam sung the original. But the few times that they did it live, Noel sung it.
Yeah.
So that ticks the box for us. Noel sung it right after going in the set as well. So we've always done that. She's Electric always goes down well. I'm sure you've been to a wedding and She's Electric's come on and everyone jumped up straight away onto the dance floor. So yeah, it goes down really, really well.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure catching up, Matt. Have a blessed gig at Alexander's Live next week, and all the very best to you all for 2022 as well.
Thanks very much, Ruth. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. That was Matt from aka Noel Gallagher, and they're playing down at Alexander's Live next Saturday, the 29th of January. To book your tickets, head over to alexanderslive.com. And if you want to find out more about aka Noel Gallagher as a teaser ahead of their gig, just head over to akanoelgallagher.com. Lovely chatting to you, as always, Matt. All the very best for 2022, and have a blessed gig at Alexander's Live next week.
Remember what might have been. Had I walked you home, I said I'd see you later. You were living the dream, but when the morning comes, you're gonna meet your maker. Good luck in the afterlife. I hear the morning sun doesn't cast no shadow. Chose to drift away.
We're On Our Way Now, and that song came out in June last year, and by the July, aka Noel Gallagher as a band had added it to their playlist, and apparently they were playing it all throughout August. Amazing stuff. On the way, we have tunes from Adele and Billie Eilish.
Join Chester's D Radio every Sunday as we highlight the very best musical talent with Alexander's Live in Rufus Court, Chester. As life starts to get back to normal, you can check out all the very latest events and book your tickets at alexanderslive.com. And make sure you join Ruth every Sunday from 4 p.m. with Alexander's Live and Local, Chester's most iconic live venue.